Blog Talk Radio.
When shit gets crucial, you feel the hatred, the feeling's mutual, and it's a shame, cause all of my niggas feel the same. You got a problem, but scared to fight, my niggas swabbing, it ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. When shit gets crucial, you feel the hatred, the feeling's mutual, and it's a shame, cause all of my niggas feel the same. You got a problem, but scared to fight, my niggas swabbing, it ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. It ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. It ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. It ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. It ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. When it's time to act, my niggas moving with confidence. If it's time to clap, my niggas letting out politics. Team full of shooters and we all here on scholarships. So if I shoot, he shoot, he shoot, he shoot, you ain't dodging shit. Matter of fact, we all gon' hit and you gon' be the one to miss. My niggas love finishing beef if you start the shit. Quit all that barking, bitch. My dog's trained by Michael Vick. That means they deadly and ready for beef like my spaghetti. Better hold it steady, my mind gone, been drinking heavy, and I've been smoking, so if it's beef, then I'm provoking, trying to get it popping, so if you mugging, you better stop it, if war ain't where your heart is at, you better change the topic, cause all my niggas killers, silverback gorillas, young and running wild, the cuss is my village, never afraid of war, expect what's not in stores, better hold your tongue or come with a hammer just like Thor. When shit gets crucial, you feel the hatred, the feeling's mutual, and it's a shame, cause all of my niggas feel the same. You got a problem, but scared to fight, my niggas swabbing, it ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. When shit gets crucial, you feel the hatred, the feeling's mutual, and it's a shame, cause all of my niggas feel the same. You got a problem, but scared to fight, my niggas swabbing, it ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. It ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. It ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. It ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. It ain't a thing, fight to the death like Hunger Games. You been around my side of town, you know how we get down. If not, don't come around, the south side don't play around. I'm in the cuts, but every section gon' hold it down. Better look around and make sure that you don't step out of bounds. But I ain't tripping, cause I been sipping on dark liquor. You know Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture, so I try not to mix them, but these niggas be bitching, and I'm the one that's gon' throw hands like a baseball pitcher. So come around with that disrespect and get chin checked, claiming that your pistol gon' whistle, this ref will pull a tech, shooting like Ray Allen in Seattle. I'm so finesse, but the niggas thinking it's a game, let's play open chess. My niggas packing and ready for action. What's happening? Quit all that yapping for a jab, make your feet lose traction. Slipping and sliding, when fists flying, your niggas hiding. And it's a shame, cause if it's time, I know all of mine riding. All of mine riding. All of mine riding. All of mine riding.
Man, Ray Allen in Seattle. hell of a time period in basketball. What's up, America? It is your boy, Dr. William Stewart Bonney, broadcasting live from Rotopia tonight, where we have all day been slaves to the grind. Tiny Amp Records headquarters here at Rotopia. We've been making tapes all day, and I say we, I really mean Hunter Dragon and Madeline, Sister Grotto Johnson. They've been making Weed Problem tapes and the newest Sarah Century tape, which will be out later this month. But tonight, that's not what we're doing. We're doing some Texas shit. Later, we're going to have Mr. Gandhi come on, and he's going to tell us why he brought these homies together. But that was awesome. That was D-Shaw. That was from Hunger Games. Everything that you'll hear tonight is off of New Endeavors, the Roundtable Affiliates. That can be found on DatPiff. New Endeavors Volume 1, hosted by Lefty Knox. A lot of cool upcoming people. Reggie Waldo, Mal, D. Will, D. Shaw, Christopher Prestigious, all from all over Texas, just showing out and doing what they love to do. So here, Tiny Ant versus Literary Underground, the program. We like to showcase people who love what they do and do what they do because we love what we do and we do what we do. And what better way to spread love than by just spreading love? I'd also like to let everybody know that last year we had Tiny Amp Records versus Literary Underground, and it was the honest to God Literary Underground. People from all over the country flew into our little cow town and read poetry with us as our pretty much our Tiny Amp Records roster at the time played with us. It was a phenomenal night, and I'm lucky and happy to say that we will be having another Tiny Amp versus the Literary Underground. This time it's going to be Colorado's Literary Underground. People out of Fort Collins, Longmont, Colorado Springs, Denver. We will all be having just a grand old time. That will be on December 7th at Crash 45. Crash 45 is a really badass bar. Over on the east side, let me pull up the... Mr. Gandhi, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good tonight. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing fucking phenomenal. Just, you know, enjoying... It hasn't really snowed yet in Denver, and it generally snows on Halloween. After Halloween, it's just snow all the time, and everything's cold, and it's like, it's been like, it was really nice today. So I'm really, I'm enjoying that fact right now. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing all right, you know. Sundays without the Cowboys is kind of different. The bye week shit, whatever, but where I'm at, the weather's not too bad. Today was probably like 75 degrees. The sun was out, no clouds. Nice little day to smoke earth all fucking day, you know? One of those days.
Hell yeah, I know all about that. I consume earth as much as possible at any one time. I actually just loaded a earth bowl. And I want to say, you have gotten me to use this term earth a lot, which is it's a great term. It's a great term to use because a lot of people don't, they wouldn't just automatically think you're talking about the Shiva, you know, the green goddess, the Russian. But where are you calling from tonight? Because I know you've been all over the great state of Texas lately.
Man, I just drove across the whole state yesterday from this little bitty town called Alpine, and it took about 8 hours to get to Fort Worth, where I'm at right now. But they call it Fort Worth, but it's more like it's just in Texas, it's a little suburb outside of Fort Worth, right by Texas Motor Speedway.
Yes. Texas Motor Speedway, just about to say. It's, and also really close to Denton, and UNT's new stadium is fucking sick. It's crazy part of the world. It's it used to be pretty much out in the middle of nowhere, and now it's coming up, definitely. Like, all that entire area is just, everything on I-35 is just so many people these days. But how is it to be back in the DFW?
It feels good, you know. As soon as I came down, you know, it's easy to find earth, unlike it is back over there. I got Blaze, and I went to Whataburger, man. So that's the first thing I did. I had to go.
Hell yes, yeah, that's what I like to hear. That's patriotism at its finest. Texas patriotism at its finest.
For sure.
Well, we just played D. Shaw's Hunger Games, which is one of my favorite tracks off of. Explain to the people what this whole movement is.
Okay, well, I was sitting back one day and I was like, man, all the music on the radio is kind of shitty, and there has to be somebody in this world that nobody knows that has pretty good music. So I have a homeboy in New York. He went to Cornell. He graduated from Cornell. And now he makes beats. And I was like, dude, you're making these beats, but who's going to rap on them for you? And he's like, Gandhi, I don't know yet. And so I had a couple friends that made their own music already. And, like, to my ears, I thought it was pretty cool. So I was like, you know what, let's go ahead and put this team together. And so, like, as I was putting this team together, like, random people were hitting me up. Like, I have somebody who is good at rapping or whatever. Can you look at them? So I was going through a bunch of people. I ciphered through the bullshit. And I found, I want to say, about a handful, maybe like 9 to 10 people that that go hard, and I put them together. So they already have their own music. So what I did was I just went through their music and found the best couple tracks that I could find, and I found 22 of them, and I put a mixtape together. And I named the mixtape New Endeavors because with New Endeavor, you know, the Endeavor is a mission for commission, basically. So this is our new mission, and it's the plan to take over. And I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm the boss, but the team is like, we're all bosses around here, so therefore it's also called it the round table because everybody's sitting around is a boss. There's no head man at the end of the triangle, or whatever you want to call it. So that's just the foundation of the plan there.
That's what sold me whenever you told me, like, Roundtable Affiliates. Like, man, a fucking King Arthur and Camelot's Court, that's my shit. Like, I'm one of those big, like, history nerds. So I really was into, you know, studying and learning about all that shit. And anytime someone fucking associates, you know, like, just having a bunch of bad, like, there's no way that you can, like, name yourself the Roundtable Affiliates and not have, like, badass presence or just badass, like, you know, just some shit to say. And definitely, like, listening through that, you know, like, I honestly, like, you know, I didn't know what I was to expect, you know, like, people tell you, listen to shit all the time, and you're like, yeah, okay, cool, yeah, and you listen to, like, 30 seconds of it, and you're just like, okay, you know, like, I'm really proud of you as a human being for making that and that you're doing what you love, but, like, not my cup of tea. But whenever I fucking threw this on, like, the very first track on that CD, like, probably one of my favorite tracks on the whole, you know, tape. But Supernova, a Reggie Waldo track, which I'm going to say for the very end, that shit is just, I mean, like, the whole CD has, like, it has that potential. You hear, it's like that rawness, you know what I mean? Like, you hear a bunch of people who are just, like, getting their feet wet and who have, like, fucking a ton of potential. Like, D-Shaw just he reminds me of fucking Texas rapping, like, to fucking max. You know what I mean? Just like,
But I was also aiming for none of, like, I was trying to get a different genre of rap into the game. Like, everybody wants to be a fucking a trap rapper. Everybody wants to fucking make club bangers. You know what I'm saying? You might catch one song on the fucking mix like that you might want to dance to. The rest of the shit, you lay back and, like, you think about the shit the same because you relate to the shit. You know what I'm saying? We talk about the struggle, making it up, you know what I'm saying? Dropped out of college, but you still made it out of the struggle. You know, stuff like that. People are going through it. So that's what I got to get across. That's what I'm trying to get across, that these local artists talk about the shit that you're living. You know what I'm saying? Unlike these Lil Wayne's talking about flying G5s and waking up in Bugattis, nobody does that.
Definitely. And you even... I've even been, like, you know, turned on some underground people who, like, who are rapping like that, you know what I mean? Rapping about fucking, you know, like, buying shit. And, like, I understand even from, like, certain perspectives, like, it is possible for you to be completely unknown and, like, even, like, just in your area, you can know one or two people and they can put you on that level where you can be doing those types of things. But, like, majority of scale, people, one, don't have that kind of balls or that kind of brain or fucking even know how to fucking do shit. So it's just like, once you do wade through so much bullshit and you've heard so much bullshit, it is fucking refreshing to just hear, you know, like this, you know. And like before, like the Hunger Games, like I remember I had some homies who were reading it a few years ago before it became movies and stuff. And I, you know, as a writer, that, like, it's always cool to me that someone throws out some kind of literary reference, regardless if it's a movie or not. Like, I'm vibing to that. And, like, the amount of, like, earth smokers that you have on this tape, too, is just fucking sick. Because I want to play, this is one of my favorite tracks off this CD, too, Christopher Prestigious, Smoke My Weed.
You know what's crazy? I know you're going to like that song, but that guy right there, I met him through D. Will, which is another rapper that's on the track. And Prestigious is actually D. Will's cousin. And D. Will had him on his phone, and he kept playing the song over and over and over again. We were hotboxing my Lincoln LS that I used to have. I'm like, dude, what song is that, man? I mean, who the fuck is that? He keeps singing that song because, you know, when you hear a good song, the melody gets stuck in your head. So whenever he leaves, I'll be in my room. I'm like, let me smoke my weed. I was like, dude, I got to play that song over and over. So that's how I got in love with that song.
Yeah, that is, Yeah, I'm going to play this real quick, and then we'll continue this conversation.
What they spliffing on, it don't match equality. Bitches better not dare bother me. I'm so high up the police can't follow me. Let's go. First and foremost, shout out to Spitta and Raw Papers for my blunt smoking niggas purping the Garcia Vegas. Playing on the slots, we in Vegas. Presidential suite, my safe haven on the 515th floor, that's up top. Bad bitches coming up, rolling up off top. Bodies quiver from the feeling of exotic. Me and my nigga reminisced on what we spliffed prior. Reached the milestone of overachievement, what's acquired? High tolerance, smoke chronic till I'm tired. My desire will pop champagne in the club like on wire. No undercover, no bugs on me. Fuck life struggles, find another one to bug, homie. It's medical, so I don't feel like no drugs on me. Let me in hell with real niggas or leave me by my lonely. Let me in hell with real niggas or leave me by my lonely. Zoning. I'm smoking Northern Lights. Shout out to Beast Coast. Sour diesel piffed as I sift through the northern nights. Supreme on my crew with crooks and you always shy and smoking mid-grade dope. Your OG ain't taught you right. Learn yourself about strenuous strands, continuous grams, venues, casinos, and clamps. Third world poverty, while you in hell in Afghanistan, saw that nah mix. I take it all spiritual, most high. Placed it in my presence so it's literal. Fuck cops, trying to press the issue, it's not legal yet. Please stop with the controversy of politicals. Wonder why I don't give a fuck and I belittle you. Be surprised when I light Kush and get this revenue. Advanced intricate, mastermind another avenue. I'm on the next lucrative endeavor, now what haven't you? Paper roll, gold nuggets blazed while I'm in pursuit. Fortunate I have my own way so I don't hinder you. Otherwise I am the influence to the miserable. Go.
Damn, not gonna lie, that song, that's a straight repeat song. I wouldn't mind just playing it again. Like,
yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool song. I like it, you know what I'm saying, for all the earth rollers out there that should like that song.
Yeah, dude, that sample in that too. Is he, because I know D Will's from Baton Rouge, right? Or Louisiana. Somewhere around there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, man, that's got that dirty South sound to it. Like that fucking, like, that groove to it. I don't know how else to fucking describe that. That reminds me of just a bunch of shit that I used to listen to. Damn. But yeah, that's what's up. Like, so what do you think, what's your mission with all this? Like, what do you think, you know, is it just aiming for the top, or is it like kind of, you know,
well,
I don't know.
With any business plan, I guess the end is to get money, but we're not money driven, but then again, at the same time, we still need it. But the point is to get across that the local people do have talent, and what's on the radio is not always what needs to be heard. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to tell people that. That's why I want to show people that a bunch of nobodies can make it out of nowhere, like the ASAPs and them. You know, a lot of people do that. Everybody does. They got stuff in the bottom to the top.
For sure. And it doesn't have to be out of New York, and it doesn't have to be out of L.A., like ASAP Mob or, like, Black Hippie Crew. You know, like, it can be. I mean, Fort Worth, it's really, honestly, on its way up. Like, with you guys, or, like, just, like, that whole, like, North Texas. I don't know how to, like, really describe. There's, like, a Baton Rouge and North Texas connection, like, with some New Orleans involved, and New Orleans is its own place. But, like, people are always in transit between those places, you know what I mean? And fucking,
yeah,
in
this area we're at, in DFW, like, we used to have some pretty good rappers when I was growing up, whatever, but, like, now, you can't just, like, You can think of Atlanta, you can get a handful of rappers. Think of New York, get a handful of rappers. You think of Houston, you get a handful of rappers in your mind. In the West Coast, you get a handful. But like in DFW, you really can't think of nobody anymore. You know what I'm saying? I guess the last person you could think about was Darope, maybe, who was on the spotlight. So it was kind of dry out there.
Yeah.
And Big Tuff, yeah, you know, so it's kind of.
And I think, you know, some of the better things that I've heard coming out of, like, DFW is producer work. Like, I've got a homie named Louie out there. You know, and he works with some good rappers, Knowledgeable Intellect and Lamar Kelly, people like that. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but and Shag, like they're you guys should all link up. But yeah, no, it's like one of those where it's there's so much influence from like all over the country that certain people can slide under the rug, and that makes them discouraged. But like, I really feel like with this internet whole thing, like I'm starting to hear, you know, like Miami's rap scene, like that's starting to be like something like of relevance that people are starting to pay attention to. You know what I mean? So it's interesting just how this whole thing is going. I don't know.
there's a bunch of talent out there. Like when I got I put together a SoundCloud for the team or whatever, and so I'll be on SoundCloud a lot, and I go through a bunch of music, get a bunch of random shit, and like sometimes I'll stumble across a pretty good song, like damn, he killed that shit, you know what I'm saying? But nobody would ever hear it because you know, you have to get the right representation of how to have a whole bunch of a group of people hear it, you know what I'm saying? There's some music out there that people have made that nobody knows about that's good, but it's hard, you know what I'm saying? People are scared to give somebody something new. People are scared of the word no. And that's one word I do not give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? You tell me no, okay, I'm going to go to the next person. Somebody's going to like this shit. Who gives a fuck about the word no? People don't understand that shit. That's a big reason why people don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, like, as an artist, I, like, understand from a certain perspective. But, like, the best advice that I could ever give to any other artist is just, like, man, everybody's got their own niche, their own, like, market, like, their own audience. Go out there, do your shit, do it with as much passion and love as you can, and people will fucking respect that and fucking be like, all right, yeah, like, I vibe with this, so, like, well, let's keep going with some music real quick, just Mal, tell me about Mal.
Okay, well, it's M-A-L, that's the name, and I met him at this small university that I go to, Sorrel State University. And at the school, they have two nice-ass dorms, Lobo 1 and Lobo 2, and then they have Fletcher, basically the fucking ghetto. You know what I'm saying? For the kids who didn't pay the deposit on time, the slackers, the late enrollments, they put us in Fletcher. So basically all the hood people were in Fletcher, and that's where I met him. He had his studio in the dorms. He was making music. And then, like, he always sent me music, like, bro, look at this song. He was doing it for, like, 2 or 3 years, making music, whatever. So when I put the team together, I was like, bro, what's up, man? And he was like, all right. He joined it automatically. And he makes some all right music, you know. He's from El Paso. And, like, he goes to UTEP right now. And he has a little radio station also. He plays the music, too. So the movement is a little bit moving around. But that's him. And then, yeah, I met him in college in the ghetto-ass dorms.
Fuck yeah. Well, this is some shit. So I'm going to play this real quick, and then we'll get back to talking about everything.
One time for the south side, my block I rap hard. Come through by myself, I don't need a bodyguard. I'm making hits like Josh Hamilton, hell yeah I goes yard. I'm headed to the top though, I'll be sure to send y'all postcards. I goes in, I shows out, got them saying whoa now. Cause I got that fire, my flow like it just came out the dope house. But I'm at the crack house, your girl talk to me with a nose out. Said y'all wanted beats, so let's get it cracking like a long drought. Sometimes I feel as if my intellect's superior, and I talk shit cause I'm broke as hell, so that makes me inferior. But I don't wanna pay attention to what they say, I never listen. I'm trying to pay these student loans cause financial aid won't pay my tuition. I was doing real good, but then I started doing bad. So what, I'm making hits now, and hell yeah, my song's smash. You boys is not dope, matter of fact, y'all song's whack. And all these rappers is naive like a 17-year-old hood rat. Okay, I admit, the last line was kinda lame, but I bet that y'all will quote on Facebook if Lil Wayne has said the same. And I ain't no hater, but I need y'all to understand, this generation full of copycats, hashtag, just saying. But hold up, I wanna give a shout out to my block, we gonna make it, even
my best, but it won't break my spine. I still remember my adolescence, back then when I was nine, cause I was wearing hand-me-downs, these other kids are Calvin Klein. But look at me now, homie, killing this mic like Alan I on that crossover. I'm super witty and y'all rappers super silly. If I'm lying, then name another rapper that is fucking with me. Wait, don't worry though, I got that fire mixed with fury flow. I'm killing these rappers, tell they mama set up the burial. M-A-L, that's my name, that is who I am. In a drop that's all white, riding like the Ku Klux Klan. You say you boys can hang with me, dawg, but you really can't. Your style is played out like the spinning G-Unit chain. I swear this is just a warm-up, and I would take the world by storm if I could afford a tour bus. But I'm just a young boy with a dream that is enormous, and I'm not talking about the drink when I say I help the poor up. Something like Subway, I got that cold cut. What this world needs is less of y'all and more us. And if you run up on me, then I'm gon' bust. Watch me turn these cupcake rappers into donuts. Shown up, this is my house and I keep the door shut. And your mama ain't an ugly woman, she is just an old slut. I say exactly what I wanna say, so what? My flow is uncommon like a black girl with no butt. And I ain't never scared, bitch, get your bones crushed. You boys are like Stanford now, cause you got no luck. So red rum when you see me, call the cops. And I ain't even started yet, homie, this was just a warning shot. Bang, M-A-L, I'm in this bitch like an unborn baby, what's up?
Fuck yeah, now some shit. Off of Roundtable Affiliates, New Endeavors, mixtape on DatPiff. Is it on anywhere else besides the DatPiff?
No, I was trying to get it on live mixtapes, but like you have to go through this like application process, and they have to listen to it, and every time I go back to look at it, they're like, we have application overflow, so I just stopped fucking with it. I was like, you know what? You're wasting my time.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, some of those websites.
But I know there's other forums where you can put the mixtape on, because like when I was on live mixtapes, at the bottom of it, if you look at it, there's like four or five other links. I guess you can call it sister websites or whatever you want to call it. But if you click on that, you can like upload your mixtapes, and it's like local artists that you would never even know about. It's crazy.
That's crazy. That's badass. Well, that's you know, this day and age of fucking like. You know, if it wasn't for fucking Craigslist and Facebook and Tumblr and Blogspot, I wouldn't be doing this, which is ridiculous. That's so dumb that poetry that I just randomly wrote and somehow got found in the universe brought me to here. But, you know, that's what's so cool, too, is because music that your homies have made that you thought, you know, deserved to be all linked together... Like, now the world can hear that. I don't know. It's fucking, I'm high as shit. I want to throw that out there, by the way, for everybody who's listening. I'm high as fuck tonight. Sorry, I apologize if I'm ranting. But, it's, you know, this mixtape is really fucking quality. And, like, I can't even say that about a lot of the people that have a lot of hype around them. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of good music out there, definitely, and there's some good music that comes out of the underground that I really, really, really like. And then there's some people that are, like, not even really famous, who aren't on the radio, who get a lot of hype, who really don't make quality music. And a lot of this that's on New Endeavors is really fucking quality music, especially this Reggie Waldo character I'm very interested in. Who is this guy, Mr. Yonder?
Well, Reggie Waldo, I think I went to high school with him, but I'm not very sure because he's younger than me. And when I was in high school, I thought I was cool, so I didn't really talk to anybody. But then I made this group called Roasting 101, and basically you get on there and you just talk shit to your friends or whatever. And his name popped up, Reggie Waldo. We used to make fun of him. You know what I'm saying? This guy's like 6'5". You know, he's taller than me. I'm 6'4". This guy's like 6'5". Skinny ass dude. And we were talking shit or whatever. And then when I put together this radio station because my friend Andrew here told me about Blog Talk Radio. So I put together a station. I was looking for music. And one of my friends who was a DJ was like, man, I produced this mixtape called Smoky Mirrors. So when I listened to Smoky Mirrors, it was Reggie Waldo, the guy we used to roast on Roasting 101. And I was like, man, there's no way this guy has good music. Popped in the tape. Yeah. Boom. the tape, boom, first song was called Smoky Mirrors. I was like, okay, it's pretty tight. Then I heard Supernova. And I was like, no fucking way. This guy actually has some fucking talent. So I was like, man, I hit him up. I was like, bro, whoop-de-whoop. I gave him my business plan, a proposal, whatever. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. You can play the music on the station. And after that, it was a wrap. I run with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to Reggie all the time. He put together another mixtape. It's called Smoking Mirrors. It's also on that Piff, and you can listen to it. But yeah, that's Reggie for your ass. Tall, light-skinned dude. Chris Brown, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's shit, dude. And I'm a part of Roasting 101, and I remember Where's Waldo, you know? And that was, like, one of the things that we would say. You know, yeah, I mean, like, it's amazing to me how many people, like, do things and just, like, are totally, like, Bruce Wayne Batman about it. Like, this kid is totally Bruce Wayne Batman about it. You know, like, that blows my mind that it, you know, like, I don't know.
Well, another thing about Reggie is he's also, like, a leader of a little team, whatever. They call themselves Waldo Nation. And, like, I swear, there's, like, 60 of them. It's crazy. They also feature this dude named CJ Dipper. If you look at him on YouTube, he has, like, 300,000 views. This guy was on America's Looking for Talent, one of those talent searching things. But he's only 15. He can't even go to the club yet, but he makes club bangers. It makes no sense. But, yeah, that's Reggie. Also a leader of a team called the Waldo Nation.
Dude, some people are born with it. These kids. I mean, I think everybody involved is pretty much born with it, and that's what I'm proud to represent. But fuck yeah, dude! Like, I'm really, really stoked on all these projects, and I'm like keeping up with you. You know, I'm like helping you out as much as I can by like doing this or whatever, because this is like all fucking super solid and fucking really awesome. Yeah, are y'all thinking, like, shows and stuff in the future and fucking, you know, like, thinking shit happen like that or fuck yeah. That's what I what I like to hear.
I am looking for shows or whatever. And, you know, those don't come by pretty often, but I've been marketing pretty good. People don't use Facebook for a good reason. Like, there's groups on Facebook where you can do what you want to do. And I also going to start shooting videos. The visuals, because I have a rapper, D-Shaw, he has two videos, and we made those two videos. People are like, oh, my God, he's serious about this. You know, if you can get a visual for it, then people will see that you're trying to make some effort. So that's what I'm trying to do. We're trying to shoot videos, and we're trying to get shows. And out here in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's easy to get shows. There's so many, like, little bars and venues and stuff like that. And you got this, also who you know. I know there's one guy named Tony, and he has a friend who opened up this venue, a little bar thing, and it had a stage on it, but they had no idea what to do with the stage. And so I gave him a proposal that we should have local talent come, and if they want to, they can pay to get on stage, or we can feature other artists, and we can cover at the door. So that's what we're going to do on Friday. So I've been trying to get my boss man on, so that's what we're trying to do. I'm trying to expand this over, and I'm from Africa, so we're trying to get everything across everything. I don't know, man. There's a lot going on. I wish I had a secretary. It's so much work sometimes. I don't even sleep. It's crazy.
Fuck yeah, I understand that, man. Just fucking trying to do all my own shit. I got finished with work earlier and ate some burritos and got high, and, like, here I am. I love it, but, you know, it is full-time, especially when you're not getting paid for it yet. But that's why, you know, like, keep going.
But you can't get maximum output without putting some input in, you know? Like, there's no way. So you don't just sit around and get rich unless your dad's rich or something.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you were born into money or fucking money just falls in your lap. But, yeah, thank you for being on the show tonight, Gandhi. Always a fucking pleasure. I think you're someone who's been on the show more than at least, like, three or four times now. So that means a lot to me to be able to fucking have content every week. But, yeah, man. Thank you for coming on. I'll talk to you soon in cyberspace.
No problem, man. But let them hear that Supernova. And everybody out there listening, go to that Piff. Go to the search engine right there to the top of the right. Type in the Roundtable Affiliates. Get the whole New Endeavor mixtape. And if you like Reggie Waldo, type in Smoking Mirrors and get his mixtape. Download that. You know, show love, share it. Tell your people about it. Tell your cousin about it. Tell your mom about it. Your stepsister. The dog. Tell your dog. Tell the cats. Whatever. Tell everybody about it.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. All right, Gandhi. Well, you
but
take it easy.
But I appreciate it, man. Thank you for letting me come on the show and talk to people about it, man. That's much love for real.
Of course, man. Any fucking time. But yeah, I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Now the end of the show. The wonderful, beautiful end of the show. Supernova by Reggie Waldo off the Smoky Mirrors mixtape, and also the Roundtable Affiliates mixtape, New Endeavors on DatPiff. I am William Stewart Bonney. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Roller presents Tiny Universal Literary Underground. Thank you.
Dropped out of college, they said I'd never make it. Called me uneducated, but a book can't teach you how to get up off that pavement. I was down, almost out, but I found a way in. Was writing away my pain, running away with the same thing that I was enslaved with, this game. Praying that I could change it, over hopeful though my flows was as cold as your noses in Nova Scotia. Growing closer, due to low exposure to these hoes and posers. Rolling Doja for closure, whipping white girls, but I ain't talking about the Yola. I ain't cooking with the soda, voices in my head, so don't think about getting older, cause martyrs never make it. But baby, I'm a soldier, staying putting pressure on my shoulders, wanting to see me fall, but the hand of God came and moved the boulder. Before it's all over, you will know me as a lyricist, composer with a serious composure. Supernova. I put myself up, I let my light shine. If you don't see it too, then you ain't in your right mind. I let my soul glow for the whole globe. I illuminate the places that they don't go. I blew myself up, I let my light shine. Now I'm like a supernova in the nighttime. I let my soul glow, so all you hoes can blow me. If you wasn't here before the shit popped, then you don't know me. I be on Twitter listening to random niggas claiming to be banging spitters. Most of them ain't hanging with us. We both aim for fame. The difference is you win it's for the recognition. Bitch, I know I'm recognizing you was just desperate for attention like a little kid. Bars as simple as it gets. No sign of intelligence. Rhymes about irrelevance, but elephants are in the room. You can't ignore the smell of us. Your bitch is telling us, trying to behold our benevolence. I put myself up, I let my light shine. If you don't see it too, then you ain't in your right mind. I let my soul glow for the whole globe. I illuminate the places that they don't go. I blew myself up, I let my light shine. Now I'm like a supernova in the nighttime. I let my soul glow, so all you hoes can blow me. If you wasn't here before the shit popped, then you don't know me. Supernova, my shining is undeniable. The other side of the pillow spoke and told me that I was cool. Then the microwave asked me to warm some pizza up and said it shouldn't take me long the way that I be eating up. And that was weird, then I got charged up by my PlayStation. Said I had too much game, nigga was straight hating. And when I tried to leave, Mr. Clean asked me how my spit was killing 99% of germs like Listerine. I put myself up, I let my light shine. If you don't see it too, then you ain't in your right mind. I let my soul glow for the whole globe. I illuminate the places that they don't go. I blew myself up, I let my light shine. Now I'm like a supernova in the nighttime. I let my soul glow, so all you hoes can blow me. If you wasn't here before the shit popped, then you don't know me. I blew myself up, I let my light shine. If you don't see it too, then you ain't in your right mind. I let my soul glow for the whole globe. I illuminate the places that they don't go. I blew myself up, I let my light shine. Now I'm like a supernova in the nighttime. I let my soul glow, so all you hoes can blow me. If you wasn't here before the shit popped, then you don't know me. I put myself up, I let my light shine. If you don't see it too, then you ain't in your right mind. I let my soul glow for the whole globe. I illuminate the places that they don't go. I put myself up, I let my light shine. Now I'm like a supernova in the nighttime. I let my soul glow, so all you hoes can blow me. If you wasn't here before the shit popped, then you don't know me.